I'm Gary Cotter, your regular speaker on the program. The Word of God certainly is the most precious book in all of the world, and we ought to spend many moments with the Bible. It ought to be our guide and our director through life, not only for our own interests and needs, but also for the interests and needs of our families. We're always grateful when you're listening to the program. Remember, Jesus said in John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Our question for this week, and it reads in Proverbs 22:6, we are told that if we train up a child in the way he should go, he will not depart from it. However, we have seen so many cases where the parents did train their children in the proper way, and yet the child did go astray. Do we have the proper understanding of this verse? Train up a child is an important phrase. To train means more than just to tell. It means more than just to inform. It means to initiate or give early instruction in the proper way. And when men give this early instruction, then that includes and causes the success of habitual walking in that way. The way here is selected for him, in which he should go according to the will of God by the parents. So if we train up a child in the way he should go, if we initiate an early instruction and select for him the way that he should go, that early training will secure the walking in that way. Now this is what the Bible teaches. It is a plain statement, and we believe the Bible to be true. It may not be always that we see cases where parents did train their children in what we think is the proper way, but there must be something missing back in time where that child was not trained in the proper way, if indeed he turned away from the faith. Now we learn from 2 Timothy 1, verses 1 through 5, that Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, and Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembered remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, at which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also." Here we find a young man. He was trained by his parents, and yet his father evidently was a Greek and not a believer. Yet his mother was one which had unfeigned faith in her. She had that because of a former mother that she had. And so the grandmother Lois and the mother Eunice of Timothy caused unfeigned faith to be built in him. Training then, initiating by early instruction, at the knee of a godly mother, many people have found the foundation for life which they needed. We certainly are hopeful that as we discuss this question, we may do all good and no harm. We would not want to cause any further pain to any parents whose sons or daughters have turned away from the teaching which they tried to instill within them. But we shall continue our study on tomorrow. We're certainly hopeful that each and every one will be with us, and that as we study together, we may grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.